And is how I met Howard. The carpet cleaning business is interesting to me, but it's not my destination. And I've been able to, because of what I've learned from Howard, to be able to move past that into other things. And it's just a different way of life, a different way of approaching life. I don't have to be busy all the time. I don't have to be working all the time. I can take time out to just walk on the beach in a suit if I want to. You know?
So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my white, I bought a white suit this year. I'm going to put that white suit on and walk on that beach.
Yeah.
And Andre's going to bring the video camera. So so you also built a restoration company and sold it for $400,000 cash. How cool was
because
that?
Because my business never had, I never had the advantage of having money to put into my business. I won't go into the whole story, but I started my business with $35. I mean, that's all I had. Talk about stranded. I had $35. That's where I started my business. I borrowed a machine, just did all,
love
you
it.
Know this, right?
Love it, yeah.
One little bitty step at a time. I mean, dragging myself forward every day. And, you know, it's worked out pretty good.
And then you got involved with part of your family, your wife's family's business in Germany. So this man is an international businessman now going back and forth to
That's an
Germany.
Unusual story. Her family had a business that started in the 1920 range, I guess, shortly after World War I. They built phone booths. And can you imagine building phone booths in 2010? Now, believe it or not, there are countries that still put in landline phones. But needless to say, it was a dying business. They were about $3 million in debt when they came to me and said, look, we think you might be able to help us.
Yeah.
So we put some money into it and just revamped what they do. And it took us about 2.5 years to pay off all the debt. And now we have a business that's growing and it's profitable. I couldn't have done that without what I've learned from you. There's just no way.
Wow.
I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it, and they wouldn't have had the confidence in me to do it.
Wow. Wow. So talk to us a little bit about how you use referral marketing in your business.
You know, the first thing that I knew instinctively was that I need to be contacting real estate agents and carpet retail stores and things like that. And it's interesting that we all have a self-image, but your business has a self-image too. You think, well, I'm not worthy of that, or, you know, that I'm not able to do those things, or you give your competition too much credit, I think, because, gosh, I thought in the beginning, wow, if I could be as professional as these other two or three companies in town, that I would just have it made. And now I'm looking down on them going, how do they even survive? You know, your perspective changes over time. But we started out with just as we felt like we could and should, contacting real estate agents, carpet retail stores. But it's funny to me that most of the really strong relationships that I have now, the longest, some of them, they contacted me. And, you know, just in subtle ways.
Right.
I would have clients contact them and say, hey, you need
it.
To be calling this guy.
Love it.
And that's what surprised me, because my clients saw more in me than I saw in myself.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome.
So, in fact, the holy grail in our city for carpet retail stores is a company called Hall's Flooring. They started right after World War II, 1946, I think. And they've been sending us business for 15 years.
Wow.
The owner of that company calls me to ask advice about just his business and just little things. We went over to his house and dropped off a dehumidifier a couple of weeks ago, this kind of stuff. He's building a new home. But it's about building trust. I mean, we have the everybody heard of Family Dollar? Family Dollar stores? The founder of Family Dollar is not only a client of mine, he's a good friend. He gave me tickets to the Panthers game when they played the Seahawks, stuff like this. And when I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, it was like, wow, there's two or three families that you see all the time, the Belks, the Blumenthals, and the Levines. And what was interesting is the Belks and the Blumenthals, Belk department stores, they're multi-generational wealthy families. But you see more of the Levines in Charlotte than you do with the other guys. And it's just Leon. It's just one guy doing all that. But he's given so much to the community. You know, the first time I met him, he walks up to the door. I thought he was the gardener or something. He's wearing this baggy old Family Dollar warm-up suit, and he's a multi-billionaire. I think he just sold the company for almost $9 billion.
Wow.
But it's interesting, because sometimes...
How much? He sold it for how much?
Almost $9 billion, yeah.
$9 billion.
Right.
That's with a B, not an M.
Yeah, and you know, you never know the people you're going to meet and where they're going to come from. I'm writing a book. He asked to read the manuscript. and said he wasn't giving it back.
I love it. I love it.
See, so it's kind of cool.
See, that's the thing. If you meet somebody like that, do you want to be on your